And everyone hit the mute button in their bottom left-hand corner of their screen so that when the row starts, we'll all be able to hear him without any background interference. Thank you.
I think it was back in June when we returned to having minyanim. After 3 months of not having a minyan, 3 months of not being able to say a dovish habikdusha, of not being able to say a yeshmei rabba, so I sent out a Gemara as it's quoted in the Torah. The Bishah Shebnei Yisrael Wisconsin, when Klal Yisrael get together, Va'onin Yeheishmei Rabba Mivorach, and we daven together that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name should be fully recognized. For the time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will be recognized by all. So the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Brachos, Minaneya a Kadosh Baruch Hu Roishe Ve'omer Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oso Beveisai. Shemekalsin Oso. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says about himself how fortunate Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That his people are praying for his full redemption, so to speak, praying for his becoming known to all. And he continues to say, Malay la'av shehegla esbona v'oylem lebonim shegolum yal shulchan aviyem. But how distressing it is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, doesn't have us around his table, and how much the children suffer by not being able to be around the table of their father. And then some time later, we came back to the shuls. Not everyone has come back to the shul, but we're all on the trajectory. And then we read the Gemara the way it appears in Shas, not the way it's quoted by the Torah. Bishah Yisrael Nechnosin Lebote Kinesis U Lebote Midrashis Vayim Yeheishmei Rabbo Mevarach. That even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us and we're not in our minyanim outside, not in a backyard minyanim, but we are in minyanim in our shuls, in our Bet Midrashim. That's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Menaneya and says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oso Beveso. So what is missing? As I, one title of the drasha, what don't we have? If we have Devorim Shebikdusha, we can now daven with a minyan, and we can say every part of davening that requires a minyan. So what is still out of reach? And that's the principle of Berov Om Hadras Melech. That there's something beyond having a minion. There's something beyond having a 20 member, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is. Something coming into a shul where every space is designated. Having a minion that one has to be at a distance from each other. And we can't simply fill the seats shoulder to shoulder. So that we're missing the Rav Om Hadras Melech. Shlomo Melech says that the king is celebrated. The Rav Om, when there's a large group of people. Ube'efes la'om mechitas razon. But when the people aren't there, when there's a small group, so then there's the fear of going hungry. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech says, people bring bracha. So you might think that when there are fewer people there, so there's more food, there's more space. Person might think it's not so bad to have, to be able to sit and to have area all around us. So Shlomo Melech tells us it's not like that. People bring bracha. And when there are lots of people, there's more bracha. And if there are fewer people, that's when you have to be nervous that there may not be enough food. So if we're missing something, if we're missing Berav Om Hadras Melech, Chazal teach us that wherever we're missing something, we should learn those, we should learn about it. Person doesn't have a Megillah on Purim, he should davka learn the Megillah. Gemara says that Kol HaOsek Batorah Kilo Hikriv Ola Minchas Chatos V'Asham. We don't have the Korbanos. A person learns the parshas of Korbanos, so Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts Ki Ilu Hikriv. So I thought we should study the parsha of Berav Om Hadras Melech. It's very, very relevant. Sometimes the first time that we meet the halacha Berav Om Hadras Melech, I remember as a child, for the first time that the ruling was crystallized was a Matzoi Shabbos when two Jews had yard site. And they both wanted them for the Omud. So they asked who wants to join one of the people has to say Kaddish in a separate room. And then there was a question, well, is that right? Maybe it's better we should all be together. Why should we diminish a minyan? Why is that a chus? Is it as chus for the nifter to have his own kaddish, to have his own shliach tzibur, so to speak, but at the expense of the larger tzibur? And it's a discussion amongst the poskim. What is the correct approach? Comes down probably different in Hagim and Western and Eastern European Jewry. Western European Jewry held that Berav Om Hadras Melech was of greater value, and Eastern European often went for the separate minyanim. It happens to be that in this particular period of time, the sugya Berav Om Hadras Melech is particularly addressed because there is an entry by the Mishnah Brura that the Chazan who says Slichos in the morning, he should daven the Mincha, the Shacharis in the Mincha. Some say he should daven the Marav the next day, others say he should have daven the Marav before. And the Mishnah Brura leaves it almost as if there is no other opinion. And it's a hard halacha or minhag to understand. We don't say in the middle of Shvat that the person who davened shachar should daven mincha. So all of a sudden, by slichos, we say that the Jew who davened slichos have maschal mitzvah oimim legemar. You should finish the rest of the day. The common practice is not like that. The common practice is that if we have an ovel in shul and the ovel is comfortable saying slichos, all right, so we put him up for slichos and he'll carry on with shachris. Mincha depends. Then other ovel in shul. It's not the common practice. What happened to this entry of the Mishnah Brura? So the later post can point to a tshuva by the Binyan Shlomo. The Binyan Shlomo was the rav in Vilna. He also wrote the Cheshek Shlomo, which is often published at the back of the Vilna Shas appropriately. And the Binyan Shlomo says that the issue goes back to a Gemara. I sent out the Mekor, it's very late, but through an email, you have it in an email on your phones. A Gemara, Yuma Davchovov. Gemara says it was a machlekes. When the Koyanim divided up who would do what in the Beis HaMikdash, So they had, as we know from the Mishnayos, in Yuma, they had pious and they had different lots. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Machlokes, whether there was a separate lot that was cast for bringing the pieces of the korban from the ramp to the Mizbeach. There was one lot was cast. Who brings the piece of the korban up? Was there another, was the person who brought it up the ramp, did he bring it up the ramp and leave it by the Mizbeach, or did he just bring it up the ramp? That was the Machlokes. Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? What are they arguing about? Whether we have another person, another lot, whether we separate it out. So the Gemara says, because we have a principle, Berav Am Hadras Melech. So if we can get more people involved in the Korban, so that we have more Jews doing this mitzvah, so we now should have another person bring the animal up to the Mizbeach. And the Tanom disagreed, and they said, it looks like it's a tircha. It looks like it's too much to bring it all the way up. So therefore, it's better to have the same person bring it up. But this Mishnah, this idea, that having more people involved in doing a mitzvah, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is the second source, le'idiyach, to teach us, kol mashetucha la'sois mitzvah b'anoshim arbeha b'izem yishu meroiv am hadbas melech, the more people that are involved. So the Binyan Shlomo said that if I have the same person davening slichos and shachris and minchah, goes against this principle. Better to have one person daven slichos and another person to daven shachris, another person mincha. Mr. Brewer held that apparently the rule of kolamaskel b'mitzvah oimrim lo gemor, if you begin, finish up, that somehow applies to slichos more than a regular davening. And that principle overruled the principle of Am Hadras Melech. But the Binyan Shlomo says that we've adopted the principle, the one that we understand better, divvy it out, give it out. In fact, the Mordechai Den of Megillah says, then that is why we have two people doing psicha, and we now know in Corona that one person can do psicha, he can take out the Sefer Torah, he can to Hagba, Galilei, Kalein. Now we understand what the Mordechai is saying. The Mordechai is saying we specifically have one person open the Pereiches and one person open the door and then take out the Sefer to and then give it to the Chazan. And then the Chazan, and then he brings up, he puts it down, and then we have a Gaba who takes the mantle off. And then we have one Gaba. We didn't understand what the Mordechai was saying, that this was a special anhog of Klal Yisrael. Now we understand what the Mordechai was saying. You can have one person do the whole thing. But since the Gemara says that we would davke appoint more koyanim, unless it looks like it's a tircha, you can't, but here it doesn't look like a tircha. So we have different people taking out the Sefer Torah and addressing the Sefer Torah and putting it back in. The Mishnah Lochis, the Ungver Rav, says that he thinks that is why when it comes to a bris milah, we have so many people involved in the bris milah, you can have as many klatrin as you want. You have one final klat as the main person, but often the baby gets handed over and over and over again. And then you have a person who brings the baby in and then puts on the kishlio and then puts on the it can induce many more people. So the Ungvar Rav said, maybe it comes from this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Psachim, a similar Gemara in Psachim, that says that when the Korban Pesach was shecht and was slaughtered and the blood was poured, so the blood would go from cup to cup to cup. Normally, the blood is brought by one kohen from the korban all the way to the mizbeach. Pesach, we had specifically every kohen stays in his place and just moves the blood from one to the other. Why? Get more people involved in this korban. V'roi vam hadras melech. So. And that's the Chayonim, who has a whole section of principles that apply to mitzvahs. He concludes, mitzvah sheyachol la'asos b'chabura, yase b'chabura v'loy b'yachin. If a
someone in shul has been informed, and from what I understand, they're trying to fix it. So everybody just Stay comfortable, and hopefully it'll be back on in a couple of minutes.
So the idea of Roy Vam Harmes Melech, that we celebrate the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with a larger group of people, to us that's an intuitive idea. The more people that are there, so the greater that people buy into an idea. The more people that are there, the greater the sense of cover that we're giving to the person. And I remember in my mind, when I think about the idea of Beroy Vamad Mismelach, I think back when I was first in Eretz Yisrael, and at that time, as sure is the practice now as well. So Friday nights, the American boys used to visit the various tishrim, the various rebellion. And I remember going down Meir Shorim, I would hear the various tishrim. And I remember towards the very, very end, I don't know if it still exists, because it goes back many, many years. There was the Rebbe Arla Hasidim. At the very, very end was the big Koel of Rebbe Arla. And then many, many Hasidim. At that time, that's where all of the Hasidim who wore the yellow-colored mekishes gathered together. It wasn't as over all of Yerushalayim as it is now. And before you got to Rebbe Arla, there was the, what they called, I think, the, forget it was the son or the Adam, the Ben or the Adam. Rebbe Arla was Nifter. And the son-in-law apparently was appointed to be the next Rebbe. And he got the large crowd at the very bit, the large shtibel. Several years afterward, Rebbe Arla's son had a dream. In the dream, Rebbe Arla came to him and said, I don't know the exact dream, but anyways, indicated a mistake was made and that the son should have taken over. That didn't work out so well with the Hasidim. So on the way down to Rebbe Arla was the Ben and the Adam, the son and the son-in-law. The son was an older Rav. He had a small table around him. Older, looked like very, very distinguished Hasidim. but it was Shrach. And then you walk down two or three blocks, and there was a place that was pulsating live, which had bleachers, had scores and scores of Hasidim. So the idea of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, Malchizdik, needs bleachers and bleachers. That's, we understand, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. There is another Gemara that is also was relevant to us just a few days ago on Rosh Hashanah. And there the Gemara says that why do we blow shofar during Musaf? We should blow shofar during Shacharis. Maishno sheni maskiya. Why is shofar during Musaf? The Gemara says, why should shofar be Musaf? Because even in the times of the Gemara, you got a bigger crowd from Musaf. More people came from Musaf. And so why not? And apparently they were referring to more men came to Musaf because men were more mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, the Gemara says, if you wait to do a mitzvah for the bigger crowd, so why don't every Yom Tov we should say Hallel during Musaf? Why are we saying Hallel during Shacharis? Gemara says, Maishna Hallel the Berishim Mishum Dizrizim Akdimim LeMitzvahs. Gemara says, because you have another principle. That those who are alert to doing the Rabbanu Shlom's will, Magdiben, come early. A person's a Zoriz. A person is one who is charged. A person is feels responsible for the Rabbanu Shlom. A person who feels that what I have to do is take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs. Magdiben does it soon. It's the only thing on the plate. So the Gemara says we have a tension, we have a conflict. Do we go Magdimin early because reason Magdimin lemitzvahs because it shows alacrity and excitement and it trains a person to be excited? Or do we go with Berav Am Hadras Melech, more people, more COVID? The Gemara says that we should, Hallel proves that the more important principle is reason Magdimin lemitzvahs. the more important principle is to have the halal in Shacharis, and then you lose the large crowds. So what happened to Shofar? Shofar should also blow in the morning. The Gemara says, as we often discuss, that Shofar was by Shacharis. But once the Romans thought that we were calling people, it was a call to battle, so and they would appoint various soldiers to make sure that we wouldn't blow Shofar, so we couldn't blow Shofar. And when the Romans were convinced that we were busy davening and it's a religious rite, they said, okay, and they left. But that's why we couldn't blow Shofar. In fact, the Yerushalmi says, as we learned a few weeks ago, that in fact there was one time when they blew Shofar in the morning, and the Romans thought that the Jews were rebelling, and they wiped out the entire shul. So we always have the practice of blowing Shofar in the afternoon in Musaf. But in principle, if you have a conflict between Beroiv Am Hadras Melech and Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs, Zrizin wins out, and the proof is Halal. Halal is always during Shacharis. Question that we want to look at is that there are numerous exceptions. We'll count three exceptions to this principle. Each one has its own, is interesting in and of itself. One is a Beir Aloch, also very, very relevant for this week. Kiddush Levana. Common practice to wait till Matzoh Yom Kippur for Kiddush Levana. People are Besimcha Matzoh Yom Kippur, a large crowd in Shul. So we can say the Kiddush Levana Besimcha. Or do we try to chop the Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur so we come into Yom Kippur with another Zchus? Machleik is Minhagim. But the Beir Halacha says, putting aside Yom Kippur, on a regular month, we have a choice of making Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday or on Matzoi Shabbos. So one concern is Big Day Shabbos. It's more b'chavadik for the mitzvah. The others have a bigger crowd. B'roiv Am Hadras Melech. What's the halacha? Halacha is the common practice. If Matzoi Shabbos is going to be after the 10th, so then chop it early. But if Matzoi Shabbos is going to be before the 10th, you have a number of days, wait till Matzoi Shabbos. So that goes against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Halel, Zerizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs. And B'roiv Am Hadras Melech takes second step. Comes to Kiddush Levana. So here the more common practice is to go against the model of Halel and to wait and see if we can get a bigger crowd. Matzoi Shabbos. There's another tshuva that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes a very specific example. There was a town with many shuls, but the shuls all davened late. They davened Shacharis, and they didn't make Zman Kriyashma. So they were Minyanim. The Minyanim weren't in shul. Minyanim apparently were in different places, not clear. So the tshuva from the Yad Eliyo, this goes back to the 1600s, Mishnah Berurah quotes, says that in this situation, you have it in front of you, Vav, number two, in this situation, what should you do? You daven with the minion, Shacharis. And then, because the Torah doesn't address, and then you learn, and then you go to the big shul for Musaf, like big tircha. He says, in the end, he says, if you're davening in a shul, okay, and you have a normal kviyas to daven hashkam all the time, fine. But in this particular situation where you're davening, your normal davening's in the shul. Now you're davening early because you want to chap lizman. He says, so now wait from Musaf to daven b'roi v'am hadras melech. So the Mefarshim say, doesn't that go against the principle of the Gemara? If not for the Romans, we'd blow Shofar and Shacharis. If not for the Halel, Shacharis. So you see, it's reason makdim lemitzvahs. So Musaf, we should daven early. Why should we wait? Because b'roi v'am, it's reason makdim, it takes precedence. And then there's a third question. From the whole procession of Bikurim, I quoted the Rambam over here. Kate said, Malanus of Bikurim. How do we bring Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? So the mission describes that we would all gather together in a town near Yerushalayim. And then we would wait there till the nice large crowd. Now the season's been rolling along. I harvested my Bikurim a while ago. I put my Bikurim aside. I'm heading to this town. Why don't I go straight to Yerushalayim? Why do I wait for this gathering, this procession? Kol ha-yorosh v'mamnes kansis l'Yerushalamud. Kedei, the Rambam says, Shlo yalu yechidim shenema b'roiv am hadras melech. Ubo, we come together, v'lonim, and there's not even room to sleep. This is a large group comes. They all sleep in the streets. So, the first two questions were questions from Achrayim, from common practice. But the third question is a question from the Mishnah and Bikurim, from the practice of Jews from the time of Beis HaMikdash. And there, the way the Rambam records the mitzvah Bikurim, B'roiv Am Hadras Melech, takes precedence over his reason Makdimin LeMitzvahs. To have a stira, have a conflict between doing the mitzvah soon, quickly, or doing the mitzvah with a large crowd, what's the preference? This question comes up many, many times in practice. There are many tshuvas in this. Comes up almost every bris milah. Should we do a bris milah early in the morning, right after Vesikin, or should we wait till there's a large crowd? There's a lot of literature in that. Rav Moshe Sturmbach tells a story of Rav Abram Farbstein, Rav Shiva of Chevron, first baby boy, wanted to do the mitzvah as early as possible. And he was scheduling for post-Vesikin. And then he went to the Chazon Ish. And he asked them, are we doing the right thing? To be early, fewer people will come. Those who will come will be a tircha for them, but I'm going to do the bris milah, zrizim, makdimim lemitzvahs. And the Chazon Ish said, no. The Chazon Ish would not explain himself. Many years later, it was a similar story that someone came to Shlomo Zalman, a little bit more explicit. He said, Tiye ben Adam, he said, Zaya mensch, don't be matriach mifel. Don't you want to do a hidur zrizos, not other people's expense. When you want it, only affects you. But in these situations, we have this conflict. But what's more interesting to me is not the conflict. That's a separate sugya. We can discuss that maybe Shabbos afternoon after Mincha. But what I'm interested in right now is the principle of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Why does one Gemara say Bikurim Roiv Am Hadras Melech determines how we bring Bikurim, have a large crowd? And why is it that when it comes to Hallel, we say, no, no, don't go for the large crowd. Don't wait till Musaf. First thing, Shachris. So, I would suggest the following. And suggestions be made in different ways. This is how I would frame it. There is a Gemara that describes that on Yom Kippur, in Beis HaMikdash, when the word came back to the Kohen Gadol, that the Sora Lazozel had in fact been pushed down the cliff. So there was a system of flags. So the Kohen Gadol would know that the Avoda had taken place. And when he found out that the Avoda took place, so then the Kohen Gadol would take out the Sefer Torah and he would start learning the Parsha Achrei Moshe. Gemara says that at the same time as the Kohen Gadol was reading the Torah, the Har V'Soir, the Korbanos, were being burnt. The Gemara says, Haroya Kohen Gadol Kishu Koire, and Haroya Par V'Soir Nisrofen. If the Jew decides he wants to watch the Par V'Soir get burnt, he does not get to see the Kohen reading. And the person who wants to see the Kohen read the Sefer Torah doesn't get to watch the animals being burnt. And a roya parvus on this rough, veroya parvus on this rough, and a roya Kohen Gadol Kishu Koire. And then the Gemara adds on, v'loy b'pnei she'ena v'sha. It's not because it's not allowed to see both. Simply because they're far away from each other. So you can't see both. You can only see one. That's in the Gemara and Samach Chesed Beis. The Gemara, two dafim later, quotes this Gemara and says, what's the Gemara telling me? The Gemara makes a principle. You can't see both. Why? Because you can't see both, because they're too far away from each other. So what's the Gemara making the point? They're simply too far away from each other. It's a fact. Is that a halacha? So why is the Gemara going out of its way to say, you know, you gotta choose your venue. You gotta make a decision. So Gemara says, because it wants to teach us a principle. I can only dance at one chasana. I have to make a decision. If I decide to see the Purim and Esrafim, I can't leave the Purim and Esrafim and watch and say, I'll chap the end of the Kohen Gadol. If I decide to watch the Kohen Gadol, I can't chap and try to go to the Purim. I have to choose. I can't try to do both. I can't dance at both chasanas. Gemara says, why not? Because of a principle. A ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Once I get engaged in one mitzvah, so I can't do another mitzvah. I can't leave it. I can't drop it. I can't, if I pick up my tefillin, shel rosh, I have to put them on. I can't put on tefillin shel yad. The bane of a gabbai is when you take out the wrong sefer Torah, right? And it's right after Simchas Torah, and you haven't rolled all the Sifrei Torah, and they're all holding the Zeis HaBracha, now it's gracious, and the whole Tzibur watches the person going for the wrong Sefer, and they all are yelling in their seats, no, and he gets the wrong Sefer, and now he picks up the Sefer that's rolled to Zeis HaBracha, and Shabbos gracious. We all know the halacha, because it all happened to us. Ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs. You can't put the Sefer Torah back. You have to bring it out, and you start rolling. So the Gemara says, it's teaching us that if I decide to watch the Kohen Gadol read the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, I can't now go over to watch the Purim and Esrafim and vice versa. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Because when you're watching, you're celebrating the Kriyas HaTorah. You're watching, you're celebrating the Purim and Esrafim. So you see from this Gemara that there are different kinds of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. There's a Roiv Am Hadras Melech when more people are involved in the mitzvah. And there's a Beroiv Am Hadras Melech when you're simply watching and celebrating, you're a bystander. There is a mitzvah. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah. There is called the mitzvah. It's a schus to be a bystander, and then it's entirely counterintuitive. Because the Gemara says, if I have to choose between being a person who's involved in the mitzvah or is reason makdim in the mitzvahs, so then I choose to be the reason makdim in the mitzvahs. But if I have a mitzvah being a bystander and I have to choose between that and reason makdim, then the berov am of being a bystander takes precedence. It's entirely counterintuitive. Let's go through the sources right now. Gemara says when it comes to Bikurim, so you had a large crowd coming. And in order to have this large crowd that would simply watch and observe and dance us up, so we postpone Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. That Beroivan doesn't mean, it's not telling us that all the Jews are bringing Bikurim should get together. All the Jews are bringing Bikurim should get together so that there'll be this large entourage of people with flutes and with drums and they'll dance us up. It's not all people. The Beroiv Am Hadras Melech are the entourage, are the people that are celebrated. When it comes to Hallel, so then we're all saying Hallel. So if we're all saying Hallel, then we have to make a decision. What's more important, that we should all participate in saying Hallel, or that we should say Hallel early. So the Gemara says saying Hallel early is more important. Right? When it comes, it's entirely counterintuitive. When it comes to the Kiddush Levana, that could be for several reasons why Beroiv Am and Kiddush Levana takes precedence over saying Kiddush Levana earlier. Because the Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah that's done b'simcha with lots of people. It's supposed to dance the Kiddush Levana. So it actually makes the actual Kiddush Levana more significant. It could be that the davening of the Musaf, Beroiv Am, that's takes precedence over his rizos because if we have a large minion, so our musaf will be a nicer musaf. But what the Gemara says when it comes to Bikurim, there the Gemara says that being part of the entourage, that's a separate mitzvah. Watching the Kohen Gadol is a separate mitzvah. So a separate mitzvah of Beroiv Am Adras Melech, simply there to celebrate. But it's a separate mitzvah. So then it takes precedence over his reason makdim le mitzvahs. But when Beroiv Am Adras Melech is participating in the mitzvah, then I have a choice. I can give kovid to the mitzvah by participating or by having it early. So having it early is better. So you see that there are different ways in which halacha looks at the coming together of the tzibur. I think that gives us insight into the idea of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, to what's the significance of having a large crowd. Intuitively, we say, a large crowd, all right, more COVID, makes greater impact. But you see there are two ways in which the tzibur comes together and is Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. One way is that we're celebrating. We are marking the importance of Bikurim. We're giving greater life and greater concern. One of the lines, probably the most poignant song that has come out of the COVID is Yishai Ribo's Keter Melucha. And there he has, when he discusses the Pirud, the separateness that we have, one of his powerful lines is, Rotzim lichyot otach v'lo tia levad. We want to give life. By being together, we charge. We give life, we give significance, we give celebration. That's the Beroiv Am Hadras Melech of the Bikurim. That's the Beroiv Am Hadras Melech of the large group of Aron the Talmidim, where you build somebody, where you make somebody strong. That's the Rav Zilberstein, when he discusses this idea, he tells that he was once in a nursing home, and a Jew got up to speak, and it was a Jew that had suffered terribly in his life. A Jew that had lost, as many of the Jews at that time, who lost everything in the Shoah. And he was a person who lived with great expected bitterness in him and frustration. And when he'd get up to, he was there, Rav Zilberstein was a young man, and he was there when this person got up to speak, and he learned the Gemara. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Oisek Bat Torah Gmilas Chasodim U'Mispalel Emet Tzibur. A person who learns Torah, he does good things for other people, and he davens as a group. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Mala Lov Ke'ilu Pida'ani. He says, it's as if he's given me chiyus, as if he's redeemed me. When this Jew learned that Gemara, he became alive. As long as he couldn't provide for anybody else, when he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself felt as if he needs others, he needs a tzibur, and this person can be part of that tzibur, since he hadn't seen this person come alive until he learned this Gemara. That's the chiyus. That's when a person is, that's the separate mitzvah of Rebbe Hamnas Melech. That's watching the Bikurim. That's the mitzvah of watching the Kohen Gadol. Because then you give life to another person. You give life to a mitzvah. You have a large crowd there. So the reading of the Kriyas HaTorah becomes so much more meaningful to so many more people. That's B'Roi V'am Hanus Malach. That's a separate mitzvah. And that even trumps Zerizim HaKim and the mitzvahs. There's another B'Roi V'am. That's the B'Roi V'am of every tzibur. That's the B'Roi V'am of having not just 10, 20, 30 people, having a few hundred people. That's the B'Roi V'am of the Hallel. That's the B'Roi V'am of Davening a Musaf. What's that B'Roi V'am? That's, Rav Zilberstein writes, how every Jew comes with his own zechuyas. You come into shul, come into a shachris. Every Jew comes with their own, whatever they've been doing before. One Jew comes, he's been up since 4 o'clock in the morning learning. And one Jew comes because he was up all night in the emergency room. And one Jew comes with his clothes that he needs in order to do his work. Comes with his clothes to go into the ER. Everybody comes with their own zechuis, where they've been, where they're coming from. So B'Roi V'am Hadras Melech, when you have a large crowd, and every Jew comes into the room with a different zechus, learning, he was taking care of somebody, watching over his children, taking care of his family, whatever it was. So that B'Roi V'am Hadras Melech enhances the mitzvah. There are different ways to enhance a mitzvah. Either to have all of those chuyus, or zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs. So then the halacha is that the zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs takes precedence over that b'roi v'amadmas melech. But then there is another b'roi v'amadmas melech, and that's the Gemara in Brochis, in the Daf Nun Gimel. And that's another b'roi v'am that we often have. Then the Gemara says that when it comes to birchas ha-mitzvahs, if a group is doing a mitzvah together, then one person should say the bracha for everybody else. We practice that Friday night. Friday night we say Kiddush. The preference is that one person says Kiddush for everybody. The preference is, even when it comes to a birchas ha-nen, and we don't have that rule, we don't say that if five guys are eating an apple, then one person should be mitzi everybody. We say they should all make their own brachas. But when it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, or when it's a birchas ha-nenen, which is performing the mitzvah of kiddush, so then it's better for one person to say. Roivam hadras melech. What kind of roivam is that? It's not the roivam of each one doing a separate mitzvah. And it's not the roivam of observing and watching. So apparently this is the third B'Roi V'am. And that is where one person takes a step back and allows somebody else to do the mitzvah. If you have five guys could say a bracha, and five say, well, let one person make the Kiddush. One person will make the Hamoitzi. That's the B'Roi V'am of a person being Mevater, a person letting go. Something that comes to mind very often, an idea from Yisrael Salanter. You hear it very often that two people are Avelim, and they both want to say Kaddish. They both want to have the Omer. So they can duke it out, they can fight it out. But one person, Yisrael Salanter would say, can walk away with his chus of being Mevater, of letting somebody else, giving it to somebody else. That's the third B'Roiv Am Hadras Melech. That's the B'Roiv Am that we practice every Friday night when one person makes the bracha. And that B'Roiv Am, I think, is the is the most important Birvayvan. That's the Birvayvan Vels that we're, that we have to make sure that we feel that we're missing and that we don't get used to until Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us back Birvayvan Hadras Melech. Right now, so we're all in different minyanim. Some minyanim are 20 strong, 40 strong, 100 strong. And it's a great bracha. Our neighbor is a great, great bracha. They were able to have the davening kitikuna. The davening is done in a way that it's done every other year. And we can have almost the full davening and have the full bali tefillah. That's a schus that many, many other neighbors would love to have. What are we missing? What do we have to make sure that we don't get used to? It's another beautiful song in the beautiful line in Yisha Ribo's song. Ech neida lihit acheid bipirud hazeh. How we make sure that even as we have to maintain separateness, social distance, we have to distance ourselves in our expressions to each other, to mask ourselves. How are we supposed to still maintain a sense of community, collegiality, being one group? How are we supposed to maintain Biroivam Hadras Melech so that we can get together and celebrate each other? That's one way of reminding ourselves of what Biroivam Hadras Melech, that we can share in taking care of the tzibur, the community, Baruch Hashem, that very much is present. Whether it's being involved financially in the community, whether it's making sure that the many people that stepped forward to make sure that every single location was well taken care of. That's the Biroiv Am Hadras Melech. But there's another Biroiv Am Hadras Melech that you have to make sure it's something that we look forward to having. And we look forward that we don't get used to the idea of having 4 feet around us. We don't get used to the idea of being distanced from each other. That there is a value and a zchus to the Biroivam by being uncomfortable because I can make space for another Jew. And that is the Biroivam that we have to make sure always stays with us, until the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees we understand the principle so well that he brings us back. When I think of this Biroiv Am Hadras Melech, I think of two Gemaras. One Gemara was of Yehuda Bar Eloi. Yehuda Bar Eloi was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he suffered because his Talmidim didn't make room for each other. And if Rabbi Akiva left at Tzava, Rabbi Akiva was survived by 5 Talmidim. You know, he lost 24,000 Talmidim. He was survived by 5 and he left at Tzava, that his Talmidim should learn from the loss that he suffered. And when the Midrashim describe the Talmidim who learned this, they describe him as Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara lists the great generations that Klal Yisrael had. The generation of Boaz, the generation of Paldi ben Loyish. And then the Gemara says the generation of Yeshua was a great generation. Derishol Moshe. And the climax of the Gemara is Derishol Yudibar Bemiloi. Yiras Hashem Itis Halo. Where do you find this awareness of the Rebbeinu Shem in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's generation? Omer Olav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi Shehoyu Shisha Talmidim Miskasin B'talis Achas V'oskin B'Torah. That there was only one jacket, it was cold. And there's only one jacket. There was only one smicha, there was only one blanket. So 6 Talmidim would have to get to the exact opposite of social distancing. They had to have social ingathering. They had to have 6 people under one jacket, and they were learning Torah. Yiras Hashem Itis Halo. So Chaim Shmuel Levin says that most people learn this Gemara And they say such poverty that only six people could afford a blanket. And even with such poverty, they were able to learn Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's not what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that the only way that one blanket works for six people is if no one tugs in their own direction. If each person tugs the blanket to cover themselves, nobody learns and nobody falls asleep. You have a 24-hour pillow fight. The only way that six can manage in one blanket is if each one says, let the other guy have it. I'm not pulling in my direction. Whatever it covers, it covers. Shem Chaim Shulevit says, Yiras Hashem mitis halol is not poverty. It's Biroiv Am Adras Melech. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu being celebrated. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, look at my children. Look at their values. Look at how they want to provide for each other. I often learn the Gemara. Gemara says that when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, Oimdim Tzufin Umishtachavim Berchob. We're going to stand shoulder to shoulder. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight fit. When we bring the Korban Pesach, it's going to be a very tight fit in the Azara. When we come on Yom Kippur to be in the Beis HaMikdash and we hear the Kohen doing the Avodah and everybody bows down, it's going to be very, very hard to fit in. We're going to be chalishing how we're going to be all of the statistics not going to work. And there'll be those who'll be saying, it's not going to work, stay out, stay home. And those who learn the Gemara will say, we'll make it in. Oimdim Tzufim. We often point out Rav Kook's insight that every Jew went to Beis HaMikdash, experienced a new dimension that wasn't there. We all thought the world as six dimensions. And every Jew would come home after Korban Pesach and say, I can't explain it. It doesn't make any sense at all. Chayisi, I lived it. The cook says that's how every Jew gets introduced to sanctity, to Kiddush Baruch Hu. It's a different dimension in this world. But we often ask the question, why are we Oymeit Tzufim? Kiddush Baruch Hu knows how to design a place, and we're able to find space for an endless number of people. So why Oymeit Tzufim? So you used to think, because you have to want to be there. Because Baruch was willing to do a nes and willing to show him. Himself. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu welcome into his dimension? When does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want to give you the certainty of his existence and do it for you personally? If you're willing to sit shoulder to shoulder in a place with not even and make yourself small, there's room for another Jew. When a Jew is willing to make himself small for another Jew, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then when you bow down, I will show you an unbelievable nes. That's the third kind of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes, it's Kapora LaYochid VeLatzibur, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us as Yechidim, that we understand very well. The Yochid, we all have shortcomings, we all have flaws, we all haven't lived up to the goals that we set for ourselves. That's what we're working on. Because Baruch Hu should give us the guidance to be able to do a tshuva, should be able to do it in a way because Baruch Hu accepts it. What do Chazal mean when Chazal say Yom Kippura LaYochid VeLaTzibur. The Tzibur doesn't do Averis. Tzibur is a corporate body. Individuals can make mistakes. Individuals can have flaws. Individuals can create a Tzibur which has sorely lacking in some of its achievements and goals. But what's the significance of Kippura LaTzibur? As the Rav pointed out, it doesn't say that the Tzibur needs Kippura because the Tzibur is doing tshuva. It says that individuals can have a Kippura through their own acts of tshuva, or individuals can have Kippura by becoming part of a Tzibur. Yom Kippur allows Jews two different ways of coming back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Two different ways of receiving the Torah of the Kippur of Yom Kippur. One way is individuals. We can involve more people. We, as individuals, we come to the Tzibur, each one bring your own Zchus. That's one way in which individuals get Kippur. But Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows Jews another road to achieve Kippur. It's a Kippur with, it's not that the Tzibur has to do tshuva. It's not that the community has to, the community as it is, one of the Dorshei Ramuzei says that a Tzibur is Tzadi, Tzadikim, Beis Benin, and Beis Vishon. The Tzibur as it is, with all of its flaws. But the Tzibur, when Klal Yisrael looks at the Tzibur and attaches itself to the Tzibur, and Klal Yisrael makes, we're willing to make room for everybody else in the Tzibur, willing to be oimed tzufim, willing to look at other people and accept who they are and what they think. When Klal Yisrael attaches itself, as the Rav pointed out, the different ways that a person can achieve Kippur, every Jew has to do tshuva. Every Jew has to introspect and have a personal presentation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers every Jew different roads back. One is the very, very tough road of personal tshuva, of personal introspection, of a Kabbalah Yosalovai. There's another road back, so to speak. And that's by being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzibur, being part of Beroiv Am, Hadras Melech. What's the Hadras Melech? There is a Hadras Melech when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his children working together to do his mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there are five people taking a Sefer Torah in order to involve more people. And there is certainly a Hadras Melech when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a mitzvah is done with lots of people being involved and cheering it on and people wanting to give chiyus and celebrate other Jews. There's a Hadras Melech when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his children and each one is mevater. Each one lets the other one pull the blanket. Each one finds space for another Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his children, each one finding space for the other. Then apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can also find space for every single Jew. That's the Beroivam Hadras Melech of Yom Kippur of Kippur. Marami Lublin, that's right, Lublin Rav, was a great darshan. At the very end of Mesechtas, the second parak, there's a halacha that we review every Friday night. Every Friday night, Mishnah says at the end of the second paragraph of Mevelikin, Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheikh, it's getting dark, but it's not yet sunset. So a person looks around in his house and he says, Yisartem, have we given the trumas and mice we need to give so we can eat our food? And Yiravten, have we made an Erev so that we can carry in this area? Hadliku was an air. Now if we've done that, it's time to light the air. Erev Shabbos. So the Lublina Rav with Darshan, I'll paraphrase. Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, there are times when things look dark and unstable, and we don't have clarity. We can't see exactly where the path is taking us and where our trajectory is. And we don't know first wave, second wave. We don't know quarantine, not quarantine. We don't know mayim yamayim, as we're all learning. We don't know what each day brings. So Lina Rav says that Jew can address those situations. And I'll paraphrase. A Jew can say, and Ravtem, have you provided a comfortable place for all Jews, that you can get together, that you can be in the same place, you can celebrate your Shabbos together. You can listen to the person's Kriyas HaTorah. Yisartem, have you given to the Tzibur? Have you given your Trumas and Maisras? Have you contributed? Have you helped out? Have you taken part, whether it's a Soa Sefer Torah, whether it's being part of a minyan for Kiddush Levana? And if so, then there's a third, Hadlikus was in there. Then it's time to bring more sanctity to this world. Time to bring more Kedusha. A Jew brings more Kedusha to the world when he makes himself smaller. A Jew brings more Kedusha when he's oymeid tzufim, when he finds space for everybody around him. Because that's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if you now bow down, you'll be mishtachave berchav. One of our many challenges during these days, and there are many, obviously, to stay healthy and to do what we have to do to keep the standards as best as we can do so that our tzibur, our community, will be enjoy good health and riches yam. And we have the many challenges of keeping the tzibur going, so to speak. We don't have all the regular protocols and all the regular patterns that we look forward to coming back to them. And we have challenges to continuously remind ourselves of the hergeshim, of the feelings, the emotions that we had just a few months ago when we were entirely awed by our vulnerability. And now that we understand more, we sometimes forget our vulnerability. Now we understand more about trajectories and droplets and social distancing and masks. And it's very often we can forget what we learned so keenly such a short period of time ago. And that's our vulnerability in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ability to show his control at any time. But one of the great challenges we have is not to become comfortable with our smaller minyanim, not to become comfortable with smaller venues, not to be comfortable, to become comfortable when we're missing Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. To celebrate our resilience, absolutely. To be grateful to the Rabboni Shalom that we can get together in minyanim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a fantastic summer weather a nice nisr in itself, that maybe one or two minyanim were missed. It's unbelievable. To be grateful that we have, Bli Yehora, so many Bali Tefillah, that we can put together minyanim in different places, absolutely. It's a gift that so many other communities would love to have. But we can't become comfortable that we're missing Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. We can't become comfortable that we walk into shul and we don't have, and we have the zechuyas of 20, 30, 40, 100 people. We want the zechuyas of hundreds of people. We want the zechuyas when you come into a shul, thousands of people, in the different varying minyanim, and all over the place. Not to become comfortable that we don't get to exercise the quality of being mevater, of being uncomfortable, in order to be able to have a Jew sit very close to me. Bezer Hashem, as we consider these ideas, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, and over the course of Yom Kippur, when we are zoicha to the kapara, not only the kapara of the yochid, but the kapara of the tzivas, the Rav says, because we attach ourselves to our kehillah, our community, and we pine for the time when it will come back and see the Hadras Melech, not the pachad of the king, but the Hadras Melech. The Hadras Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking great pride in Jews always finding space for another Jew, always being open, always being accepting, always being welcoming. So then, by taking all of these ideas to heart, we will talk a bizoicha to the kapara of the yochid, the kapara of the tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu will look at his children and say, once again, it's time to bring back Beroi Bam Hadras Melech. It's time to celebrate me in great numbers together. Bez Hashem, that will be bring us so much closer to have the Hadras Melech of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'mkoymoi, b'chvoydoi, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, being able to celebrate the real Hadras Melech that we're waiting for. Mashal good Yom Tov, Birchas Yom HaKadosh, Mishal Shmizoich, Sheish Malei Hashem, Mishal Osi Benu Letov.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yishar Koch, thank you.
Mar Tov.
שנה טובה, גמר חתימה טובה, גוד שבס.
מה חתימה
טובה? מה טוב?
מה טוב?
מה טוב? בן שיר. מה טוב? מה
טוב?
מה טוב? מה טוב? Thank you very much.
Yes,
we hope you feel better, Rabbi Prail.
Thank you.
So, Rafu Shleim, Rafu Shleim, feel good.
Mark,
thank you very much. Say it again, sorry. Oh, yeah, okay.
But Hasidim, it's like that's like the cool to do that, but they don't stop to have one just one person doing it.
I've shot.
When I was a kid, then my father would watch me make it.